The loss of manufacturing jobs continues to hurt rural America. In upstate New York, the village of Boonville has lost its largest private sector employer, Ethan Allen Furniture. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
Traffic is calm on Boonville's quaint Main Street, but it wasn't always this way. Phyllis White coordinates the New York State Woodsman's Field Days, an annual axe-throwing, log-chopping celebration held here.
3 years ago, you could look out our office windows and you could see a solid line of log trucks going through the village.
The wood products industry sustained Boonville and its neighboring towns for decades, but companies have been shutting down their mills. Ethan Allen's closure this summer shocked Boonville. 260 workers lost their jobs in an area of 7,000 people. Officials estimate the layoffs affected 1 in 10 families.
Well, I was one of the lucky ones, I think.
Ben Berger was a mechanic at Ethan Allen for 17 years. He found a temporary job with the village that he's hoping to make permanent. Others weren't so lucky. Berger says Ethan Allen announced the shutdown just days after local management had said the plant was secure.
I know a man that went out and bought a house that week that they told them things were going halfway decent, you know? The word that we got, it was.
Ethan Allen leaves behind some bitterness, but mostly people just want to move on. Some of the plant's workers have been showing up at Marcia Samsa's office. She's a county employment coordinator. She warns her clients they may have to lower their expectations and look beyond Boonville to find new jobs.
They don't start at the salary that they're used to making after being at a job for 10, 15 years or whatever. But there definitely are jobs, but out of the area.
Some former employees have found work an hour or more away in bigger cities like Utica or Syracuse. Even Boonville's mayor works 100 miles away at a forklift factory in Binghamton. Dave Ernst rents a room a couple nights a week to cut down on the driving.
You know, I'm a classic example of a commuter. I commute a long ways to go to my job, but yet I choose to live here for the quality of life issues.
He says Boonville's a great place to raise kids, and the housing's affordable. But for some people, there's not much of a choice, says Susan Christofferson. She studies company relocations at Cornell University. Small-town real estate markets are often stagnant. Christofferson says many people in rural America can't afford to move.
If there are no buyers for your house and you have equity, and housing where you move is very expensive, and you're only going to get a job that pays less money than the job that you've had, you're really taking a loss if you leave your house.
A pipe band tunes up behind the firehouse for the county parade. Along the route, families sit on lawn chairs in the beds of their pickup trucks. The consensus is that the job losses haven't hurt the economy as much as people expected it to, yet. Norbert Schuberg says when workers' unemployment checks disappear, local restaurants and stores will feel more of a pinch.
The community itself is going to go down a little bit. It's got to, you know, they can't go out and spend the money like they used to if they don't have it coming in.
Even those who found jobs in other places will spend more near their workplace than they will in Boonville, Susan Christofferson says. She says when people work far away from home, communities can get caught in a downward spiral.
A loss of employment, which leads to a decline in the tax base, which leads to a decline in public services, and then a loss of opportunities for young people. And also, if you don't have good public services, you're not going to be able to attract new firms.
Local leaders are trying to lure a new company to the empty Ethan Allen plant. But Boonville Mayor Dave Ernst says he's not very optimistic. Earlier this month, a nearby flatware plant announced it will close and lay off 500 people. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.